David Crisafulli still doesn't want pill testing facilities at schoolies on the Gold Coast next month, but he has softened his stance a little. Top doctors have asked to meet with him to discuss, and the new Premier says he'll take advice as to the next steps. Thousands of school leavers from the Sunshine Coast are set to flock down there in just over 2 weeks' time for the end-of-year celebrations. CCTV images have been released showing two offenders breaking into a business at Bedina this week before stealing three electric bikes worth thousands of dollars each. Lighthouse Electric Bikes is on Point Cartwright Drive and was targeted just before 3:30 on Tuesday morning. The offenders, in long pants, hoodies and covering their faces, used a grinder to cut through multiple locks to gain entry to the store, putting three step-through 202 series bikes into a white van before fleeing. The number for Crime Stoppers, if you have info, is 1800 333 000. A new Youth Connect hub has opened in Tawantin. Director of Community Services with Council, Kerry Contini, says the venue is a safe and inclusive environment for the region's 12 to 17-year-olds.
It's a space that they can be, that's been designed by youth to connect with each other, connect with services if they want to, or just engage and, you know, do the things that the young people like to do.
And a Sunrise Beach business is eagerly awaiting the results of a national competition where they'll compete against the best butchers in Australia. Butchers of Noosa recently placed first in Queensland at the Australian Meat Industry Council Awards for their English pork sausages. Their very popular offering will now be judged against the best in the country at the national awards.